It's a gathering of friends today. Casual conversations with Taranda Green, Ivan Parker, Russ Taff, Mark Lowry, and Kelly Neal. Starting now.
Welcome to Daniel Britt and Friends, an hour of good music and fun conversations featuring gospel music's brightest new artists, as well as legendary tributes and memories from its past. Now, here is Daniel Britt.
What a show today. A lot of friends around the table, and we're going to get to these conversations, including later in the show, Mark Lowry, Ivan Parker, Russ Taff, Kelly Neal. Let's get things started with Taranda. Taranda Green, obviously, is living in a new day these days after the passing of her husband, Tony, and singing incredibly, but also, I think, singing from such a level of maturity and depth and living out of an experience in her own life that she probably would have never planned for herself. But walking through the doors God has opened in her life, here's Taranda Green now on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Joy of the Lord.
Taranda Green. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends, some conversations today that we're listening to, and some good music from some good friends like Kelly Nealon a little bit later on joining us. Ivan Parker also down the line, Mark Lowry, Russ Taff, and more. Hey, right now, Taranda Green is on the phone, and we're talking to Taranda mainly about the living life after the passing of her husband, Tony, after an extended illness and bouts with a kidney transplant that she even was a perfect match for and donated to her husband, and now raising her girls as a single mother. Taranda Green, today on Daniel Britt and Friends.
First off, how's the family? How you doing?
You know what? We are doing well. God is so good to us and has really shown his faithfulness this year. And it's definitely been a time where, you know, I've bonded with my kids even more, obviously. And it's just been, I mean, all I can say is God is good. We've had our good days. We've had our bad days. And his grace just leads us all the way through it. So it's still life. It's just different, you know?
Yeah. I saw a quote by you. I think you actually, maybe you texted this to me or something. You said that the amazing grace that you've sung about for so many years has now become real to you as well, or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, we sing about it every night and have sung for the last 15 years about grace and forgiveness and mercy. And, you know, Tony would always say, the hand of God won't take you where the grace of God won't bring you through. And it just seems like everything that we've sung for the last 15 years, or, you know, I'm sure, I know a lot of singers that have sung longer than me, but I've sung for 15 years now, and every word that I've sung now, I'm living. And, you know, we sung songs like Hold On, and we've weathered storms before, and, you know, all those songs are a reality to me now. So it's funny when you're encouraged and able to get through days through your own ministry sometimes. And gospel singers need to realize that those words are for us too. You know, we don't just sing them, we have to live them sometimes. And so that's what we've been doing. We've been living by the grace of God and holding his hand. And, you know, he's been my comforter for a year. And so we're very blessed, Daniel.
When all your dreams are shattered, rest in
A song that when it was recorded, she probably had no idea just how the words would impact her life just a few years later. And here she is as a single mother, now a widow, and dealing with what life has dealt her after the passing of her husband, Tony. Taranda Green.
It's the smallest things that become real to you. And like you said, reading bedtime stories to your kids and watching my daughter take a bath and helping her, you know, with all those things. The smallest things are the ones that become the most real. And my 7-year-old Isabella, the first time we visited Tony's grave, I can tell you, I didn't want to go back to his grave, and I didn't go for quite a while because, for me, I was married to Tony. I was with him for almost 10 years, and you know, I slept in the same bed as him. I woke up to his face every day, and so he was my husband, he was my boss, he was my best friend. And so for me to lose him, I lost every part of my world. And I just couldn't think about him being in the ground, because he is bigger than life to me. And, you know, throughout this whole thing, that's what got me the most, was watching him die. When I have my dreams about him and my sometimes nightmares, I don't see him dead. He's alive. And even if it's him in the hospital bed struggling for breath, he's still alive. And I just couldn't go see him. I couldn't go to the graveyard and think of him being under the ground. So my 7-year-old said, "Mom, we have to go." And she said, "I want to go see Dad." So there are times when you do things you don't want to do. And so I went to the cemetery with her. And, of course, you know, I just kind of lay across his grave. And I was crying and having a terrible moment. And she came over and she put her hand on me. And she goes, "Mom, this is what life is." She said, "You're always preaching to me about life and death. It's a matter of life and death." She goes, "This is part of life. This means you're alive."
Oh, my goodness.
She said, "You have to get a hold of yourself. You have to get it together." She said, "One day, Mama's going to die, and you're going to cry. And one day, you're going to die, and me and Josie are going to cry. And then one day, me and Josie are going to die, and somebody else is going to cry. This is what happens." You know, it took my 7-year-old, probably her daddy telling her to tell me that, to you know, pull me out of a funk. And she's had to do that quite a bit. And so we've been here to help each other. And then my 3-year-old, you know, Josie, she doesn't understand everything going on, but it breaks my heart when she picks up her little hand phone and she dials on her little palm of her hand and she picks it up, and I'll say, "Who are you calling?" And she'll say, "I'm calling heaven. I want to talk to Dad today." You know, it's just reality at my house.
Yeah, wow.
It is what it is, and we're all living, breathing, and we're all, like I said, good and bad times, and we know where Tony is. They know where their daddy is, and so we find peace and comfort in that.
Taranda Green, one of our guests today on Daniel Britt and Friends. Here's Sky Full of Angels.
Reach out. Jesus gonna take my soul. Walk through darkness, I don't need no light. My faith in Jesus gonna be my guide.
Be my guide.
You see, I ain't afraid of nothing because I believe I got sky full of angels watching over me. Now you can't take me for granted.
You can't
take all my gold.
Nobody but Jesus gonna take my soul.
Savior's gonna pull me out. I ain't afraid of nothing.
but Jesus gonna take my soul.
You're in the middle of Daniel Britt and Friends, and find out what's ahead at danielbritt.com.
Ask you.
a classic Jesse Dixon tune. That's Taranda Green and I Am Redeemed. Switching gears a bit in our conversations today with some wonderful friends still to come, Kelly Nealon, Mark Lowry, Ivan Parker. But right now we're focusing on Russ Taff, on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Lord, help me walk another mile, just one more mile. I'm tired of walking by myself. And Lord, help me smile another smile, just one more smile. I know I can't make it on my own.
Never thought I needed help before.
Thought that I could get by myself.
Now I know I just can't take it anymore.
So with a humble heart,
sounds from Russ Taff here on Daniel Britt and Friends.
Help me then in every tribulation, so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith, sweet consolation. Thy holy word.
I reach the promised land. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meet in. Care to take as from my Father's hand. One by one, the days, the moments fleeting, till I reach the promised land. Till I reach the promised land.
Sounds from Russ Taff's new project. Songs he's poured his life into, as any artist does, with passion, wanting to make a statement.
I've heard it said that love is blind. It's never a and never unkind. And I've heard it said, love's all you need. That it's a many splendor things. I've heard people say that love at first sight, how it's so wrong and how it's so right. It lifts you up, it lets you down. Something the world cannot achieve. Oh, but I believe that love is a cross. Love, let it be. Love is saving you. Love is saving me. The blood and the nails, a body so bruised, a holy heart broken. The time
right there. Love is, I mean, what the lyrics you're singing is pretty powerful stuff, because in this day and age, I mean, you just look at all the political debates that are going on. I don't feel a lot of love, Russ.
No. I was watching some of the debate last night at Republican Party, and I was just laughing because there's not a lot of love anywhere. But no. We all know that it takes love to change, and praying that a little more love goes into this political debate going on here.
Okay, and here's the controversial part of all of this. People will say, yeah, you're talking about love, but you gotta talk about Jesus. Well, hello, I think it's pretty much God is love, Jesus is love, that's what we're talking about.
He covers it.
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely. It all comes back to Jesus and love, and God is love, and and the only progress that have been positive in this world is when, especially as Christians, we begin to maneuver in love and act with love, and great things happen when we do that. These days, especially as you get older, you just kind of realize what's important and what's not, and bottom line, it's all about telling people about Jesus, and you're not chasing the last single, and you're not trying to let everybody know how special and wonderful you are. You're just singing from your heart and having fun, and that's the one reason I just love Gaither's Label so. It's like old school to me. It's get in there and have fun, and if it's fun, it'll be good. When I'm in the studio, Gaither will call me, and that's always the first thing he says is, "Are you having fun?" And I'll say yes, and he goes, "Well, if you're having fun, it's going to be good then." Record is a little more progressive than what I've done in the last few years, but he's loving it. It surprised me. Yeah. Bill Gaither's loving this "Love Is a Cross" and. Yeah. And Here Comes Jesus and some other things on that record.
Here comes Jesus, a little bitty baby. Here comes Jesus, my sweet Lord. Here comes Jesus, a little baby in danger, crying in a manger, my sweet Lord. Wonder what to do. They're on their way to Egypt for a year or two. But Jesus, Jesus, here comes Jesus.
Jesus,
talking with the preacher. Here comes Jesus,
Jesus,
my sweet Lord. A little boy Jesus,
Jesus,
talking with the preachers, splying into the teachers. My sweet Lord, Mama and Daddy are trying to find Jesus. They go to the church, ask all the preachers. The preachers and the teachers are scratching their head. They can't believe what this little boy said. This Jesus, Jesus, messing with their mind, busting their tradition, showing them a sign. He was on a mission, talking about love. Here comes Jesus.
Here comes Jesus.
I'm going to a wedding. Here comes Jesus.
Jesus.
My sweet Lord. Here comes Jesus. Jesus at a party.
Jesus at a party.
Now that's a wedding party. When the night was young, and Jesus said to Mama, gonna be all right. He kept the party going, turned the water into wine. Jesus.
roll. Here comes Jesus. Here comes Jesus.
Here comes Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Here comes Jesus.
Thoughtful dialogue, engaging music, and the laughter of the redeemed. This is Daniel Britton, friends.
I'm going home with Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. I've made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, or I may not know the day, but I know. Calls his church away.
Well, I'm a
going home to Jesus in the twinkling of an eye. And I'll make my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, or I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when he calls his church away.
Now I'm listening for the trumpet to sound most any time, and the crowd of life that's waiting, thank God, will soon. Yes, I got my invitation from a place called Calvary. By the precious blood of Jesus, the tariff's been paid for me. Yes, I'm going home with Jesus
in the twinkling of an eye. And I made my reservation for a mansion in the sky. I may not know the moment, or I may not know the day, but I know that I'll be leaving when they call this church away.
Get on board, and the destination's heaven, save on the Christmas.
Maryland. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends with my friend on the line. Talked to her recently one morning, Kelly Nealon of the Nealons.
You took my call this morning, and I know what's going on at your house. You are getting ready to move as we speak, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy moving day, but I think we've about got it under control. You know, it's like it was like crazy, you know, where everything's everywhere. We worked till about 1 o'clock this morning, got it all condensed. And so we just got, I think I'm a hoarder. Last night I had a little breakdown. I went through Amber and Autumn's little baby shoes. I was able to part with the ones that didn't have matches to them.
One tip they told me is just take a picture of your keepsakes and then give it to Goodwill.
This is what we're doing. We're downsizing. This house that we're in is huge. And so I'm tired of going up and down the steps and cleaning it. And it's just too much for us who are, for people who are on the road. This is way too much. So we're moving to a one-level, smaller house. I mean, it's not tiny, tiny, but it's perfect. Just downsizing. You know, lots of people like to go up in size. We like to go down. So, you know, Jason is so money conscious. You know, it's like we've got to save every penny we've got. And so, you know, that's what we're doing.
Kelly Nealon of the Nealons. Our conversations continue. And still to come this hour, we're talking to Mark Lowry and Ivan Parker. Here are the Nealons.
Some call it progress and we must conform, or we will be left by the change. This new world religion serves the God of their choice, but salvation still comes in one day. Rose of Sharon, spotless and pure Lamb of God. Jesus, the Lion of Judah, the promised Emmanuel, God's Son. Jesus, my Lord and Creator, who witnessed and conquered the grave. Jesus, this world's only Savior.
By Gerald Crabb, the Nealons. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Switching gears, talking to a legend, a guy who's been around for quite a number of years now. Here's Ivan Parker.
You know what? I was actually counting this up the other day, and it was 29 years.
29.
This year.
Wow.
that actually full-time on the road, you know, that I first drove over to Maiden, North Carolina, and did my very first tryout rehearsal thing with the Singing Americans.
Yeah.
And wow, it's just, time has flown by. You know, it's kind of interesting how fast a lifetime can go. But it's been 29 years traveling the roads and singing this kind of schedule pretty much every week or every year. It's been a joyride.
I mean, what do you do on just, you know, you're on the bus and you're a soloist, so you don't even have a lot of bandmates to rehearse with or do anything really creative with. I mean, do you read? Do you surf the internet? Do you watch movies? What do you do to pass the time away?
That is one cool thing, what you said. You know, I don't have other singers and band members and things, so I smile a lot.
Drama is way low on your bus, I bet.
Yeah, and but we have, you know, we've got TV, and my, how things change, that we can actually watch television going down the road.
Yeah, and running water and electricity, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we have all of that, you know, going right down to interstate. I watch news. You know, I enjoy watching the news and kind of keeping up to date on that. And I'll sit around and watch movies. I do a lot of reading. It's by way of the computer. But I sit around and I do a lot of reading and research and just things like that.
Cool.
And then after I just get so sleepy, I just go to bed. Start the next day all over again.
It's like the life of a bachelor, isn't it? The cool thing about being on a bus is you get stuck in a traffic jam, and, you know, hopefully you've got enough water and gasoline and stuff like that, but you get stuck in a traffic jam, and you feel sorry for your bus driver, but nothing really changes all that much for you in the back, because everything keeps rolling along, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, really nothing slows down as far as, you know, back behind the driver. I mean, we still continue to watch TV and read and all that. And, you know, we've been stuck in several snowstorms over the years. And, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, we always make sure we've got plenty of food, you know, and things like that on the bus, you know, just in case.
Sure.
And as we've been, like this past January, we were coming through Atlanta. You know, when that ice storm came through Atlanta, we were stuck right in the middle of it for 2 days.
Wow.
And right on 285, going right around Atlanta.
My.
And we just sat right there, right on the bypass for 2 days. And we had all the food. I mean, people were coming and knocking at the door, you know, wanting to pay us $20, you know, to use our restroom. So we actually, you know, sold some CDs and made some money.
Ivan Parker. He's our guest, one of many today on Daniel Britton Friends. Here's his song that's the title track of his latest project. It's called Joyride. And you're listening to Daniel Britton Friends.
I don't want to sit around and watch the days go by. One day comes and then it's gone. Don't want to waste my time. Cause life is a treasure that's waiting there for me. Won't let the grass grow underneath my feet. I'm ready for the open road with heaven in my sight. God only knows what's up ahead, and that's all right. Though every mile's a mystery, I'll live each day by faith. I'm having the time of my life. It's a joy ride. Days of memory fading in my rear view. Every new horizon, one more chance to chase the truth. I think I'm gonna slow down, take my hands off of the wheel, and trust the one who's in control. I love the way this feels. I'm ready for the open road with heaven in my sight. God only knows what's up ahead, and that's all right. Every mile's a mystery, I'll live each day by faith. I'm having the time of my life. It's a joy ride. Every twist and every turn, mountain high or valley,
Ivan Parker, the title cut from his latest project, Joyride. You're listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Boy, what a number of friends we've had around the table today. We'll wrap things up with funny man Mark Lowry, whose latest project, unique recording, Oak Tree Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Live at Oak Tree, Mark Lowry, Unplugged and Unplanned.
We got to say, love the new project. Live at Oak Tree, Unplugged and Unplanned.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That was it really was Unplugged and Unplanned. In fact, we named it on the beginning of the video. Someone said unplugged and someone else said unplanned, and there it was. But it's kind of different, but I enjoyed it.
Oh, absolutely. Hey, before we get into talking about things, I want to hear about how you dealt with that, because there was no plan to it, and I guess you probably dealt with that pretty good because you're kind of a no-plan kind of guy.
Well, my concerts are pretty much like that.
Yeah.
You know, I know what the first song is going to be, and I think I know what the last song is going to be, but it's an ADHD rabbit trail getting to it, and I have done it that way for years, and it's because I would make a program and then forget where I put it, or get out there and decide this doesn't even make sense now, and I'll end up going some completely different direction.
Gotcha.
So what we decided to do is just to gather around the piano with the people from Sisters, you know, Sisters, and Amber, who was in Lord's Song, Amber Baltziegler, and Michael Lord and Stan, and just see what happened. Just tell stories from the road, things that we didn't talk about on stage, like, you know, their father passing while we were on this tour, and my dad going to prison while we were on this tour, and how things can come from, you know, you're just blindsided by them.
Right, right.
And how you get through them. So it ended up being not much of a comedy video, more of a serious, intimate video.
You taught me how to ride a bike, tie my shoes and fly a kite, how to swim and how to fish, to see a star and make a wish. Said it's okay to make mistakes, just don't get stuck in yesterday. Forgive, forget, and move ahead, 'cause life is what you make of it. Now you're gone and all I have are memories I hold dear. But if I'm quiet, I hear your voice still ringing in my ears, saying live with no excuses and love with no regrets. Laugh a lot and leave this life with nothing left unsaid. Make the world a better place and don't be afraid to cry. And when it's finally time to say goodbye, you've nothing to prove, nothing to lose, and nothing to hide. Taught me how to drive a car, to love the flag with all my heart, to shoot a ball and do my chores, to pop a clutch and ride a horse. Said tell the truth, don't ever lie, integrity at any price, your words, your bond, your highest prize, so guard it closely with your life. So many things I learned from you by life and love and play. But I learned more by how you lived than what I heard you say. You said live with no excuses and love with no regrets. Laugh a lot, then leave this life with nothing left unsaid. Make the world a better place and don't be afraid to cry. So when it's finally time to
to say goodbye. Oh, when it's finally time to say goodbye, you've nothing to prove, nothing to lose, nothing to hide.
Mark Lowry with Lord Song and Stan Whitmire on piano. In fact, Stan Whitmire, the guy that's playing the notes behind me now that tells me time is running out. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Daniel Britt and Friends. Each week, Daniel brings you exciting music, conversation, and news updates from the world of Southern gospel. You can hear many of the interviews again online at danielbritt.com. Make a date next week for Daniel Britt and Friends.